And then you can't figure out why year after year after year you're in the same place. And you tried again last year, and you tried again the year before that, and you're gonna try again this year, but you don't have a lot of hope because now you've... Welcome to Finding Your Spark Again. I'm Donalyn Riley, and I am here with you 100% today. So you've got just me and you, and we can have a real conversation. And where I'd like to start today is with this concept of risk. You know, sometimes we go through holidays and other things that really bring us closer to our home, closer to the way that we used to be, right? The way that we have always seen ourselves. And so it's a hard time to take a risk, but it is so the perfect time to take a risk. So I want to just talk a little bit about why. What does that look like? And why would you even bother? Why wouldn't you just go home for the holidays, enjoy yourself, ride out the end of the year, hope that it's all okay, figure next year I'm going to take a really good start at it, right? But I want to talk to you about really considering where this is spiritually. So we're in a time when huge amounts of the world are thinking about endings, right? We're thinking about the end of the year, and we're thinking about gratitude sometimes for the year past. And that is a very safe place. It's a place that isn't about forward thinking. But this whole sort of energetic vortex that happens during this time period really sets us up to be able to take a move forward while we're supported. Okay? So think about that, right? Just take a second to slow it down and think about that. Usually we take risks when we feel really uncomfortable. We go like, oh, life is so hard and it's so difficult. I'm just gonna make a change. And there's no support. But during this time, during a time when the whole kind of world is thinking about cocooning, right? Because it's a winter time. Okay, not the Southern Hemisphere, but you understand what I'm getting at. That you have this opportunity where there's a lot of energy in the inward motion, in the safety motion. And you get to be a part of that while growing. So it's really, really different than when you're out on the outer edge. And I want to tell you a little bit about kind of what that looks like when we try to do it on the outer edge. When, I had a boyfriend and we went to Coney Island. And in Coney Island, which is a big carnival, there was a carnival ride, and I had never been on a carnival ride. I had never even really seen one, and there was nobody there. It was like a time of year that normally people don't go to the carnival, and we went and we rode the roller coaster, and I love the roller coaster, so it was really fun. But we also went on this, actually I went on this merry-go-round, right? And this beautiful man kept encouraging me to grab at this huge brass thing that was bolted to the wall. That's what it looked like to me, right? It's just a giant brass mechanical looking thing that was bolted to the wall. And I kept thinking, this is not right. Something's not right here. I don't want to rip my arm off. I mean, the thing is, the ride is going to keep going. My arm is going to be back there. I'm not doing it. And so I didn't take that opportunity. And of course, it was the brass ring, right? All I had to do was reach out and get it. And it would have been really fun and playful. And I would have won the prize because there was nobody else there. So I would have won the prize anyway, right? But I didn't, because I held myself back. And that's what happens when we don't feel safe. We hold ourselves back. So creating a safe atmosphere for yourself in order to create these moments of explosive growth, of risk, really, is really, really important to the growth that you want in your life. Now, I'm not going to pretend that overwhelm doesn't happen, right? Because overwhelm is a really big part of that, right? So what happens is we catch a hold of this idea that we are more than what we're living in this moment. And we go like, yeah, I think I'm more than this, even though it may not be conscious. And then what happens? Then we go like, that's scary. I'm not doing that. And you have to sort of work with yourself. You have to go back and forth and back and forth with those concepts to create safety in the idea of growth. So there are many people out there telling you that you don't have to worry about any of that. Just think positive thoughts and you'll get there. It'll be fine. And then you can't figure out why year after year after year, you're in the same place. And you tried again last year and you tried again the year before that. And you're going to try again this year, but you don't have a lot of hope because now you've taught yourself that it's really hard to change, right? So as you are going through this piece that we're doing, is meaning growing, right? This idea of integrating risk, not comfortable risk, really stepping into the unknown, but stepping into the unknown while you have a basis of safety, right? So what does that look like in a life? What does it look like in a life? Okay, so I have a client who really, really wants to make a change in relationships. Now he's going through a lot of changes, right? He's moving, his family is, children are going off to college and other children are going to different schools and he and his wife have to move at different times because of all of the moving parts. It's difficult. He's changing jobs, right? There is this massive upheaval. So he's already in a huge risk-taking time period. And he wants to reach for more. Now, I have to tell you, it's brilliant. It's a brilliant time to reach for more. But in order to do that, you've got to find ways to create safety in your body, not just in your mind, not just in your life, right? But really create safety, because when there's a lot of moving parts, sometimes we either do one of two things. We just let go of everything and we float through it. And we go like, okay, it's the portal of change. I'm going, right? Or we go through and we go like, it's okay. Everything's okay. Lots of moving parts. I got this. Oh my God, something just changed. What is going on? How do I adjust to that? How did I just lose a day? What just happened? I can't be behind schedule now. There's a really important piece that has to happen, right? In order for all of my plans to come true. And we end up being just completely controlling in our risk taking. And so that's why, right? Those two scenarios, neither one of them serve you. They don't serve you at all. So the way to serve yourself during that time period of risk taking is to face yourself in a really significant way and to then create safety. Now, there are a lot of ways you can create safety in a body. There are breathing techniques. There are mudras and mantras that will help you to create safe, your body saying, oh, it's safe. It's okay to be where I am, right? So there's that. There's also working with your adrenal system so that when you get to an edge, a certain edge in your body, you say, oh, this is my moment. I need to go and do a certain exercise or whatever that is, right? So that you can work with that system. Now, I will say that's one of my favorite ways, okay, to help you and to help everybody, help myself to go through risk, is to take it one step at a time and to be very, very, very aware right? Because then you're in the moment and you can figure it out as you go along. Now, you've got to have some tools. So knowing that, oh, I can feel my body changing in this moment. I feel this going off the rails a little bit, way before you would normally say, I feel it going off the rails, right? And saying to yourself, okay, I am going to do something about this. And it involves regulating my nervous system, regulating my emotional system, regulating the energy around my body. And when you use those three things, emotion, energy, and physicality, then you can get into alignment, right? These are the words that you've heard like 100 times already, thousands of times probably, right? We want to be in alignment with what we want and take aligned action. Okay, fine, yeah, they're great words, but they don't mean anything unless we're able to figure out what the heck do you mean get in alignment, right? And so that's where those three systems come in. Emotional system, energy, and physicality. And when you can work with those three things to get them in working in concert with one another, right? So that your adrenals don't just take over. You don't go like, I'm crashing. I need a cup of coffee. I'm going to figure it out. It'll be fine. Oh my gosh, the time is almost gone, right? And you're in this panic mode, because that's where we go in risk. That's how we normally feel about risk, right? Is that it's scary. So today I'm going to give you a little bit of a way to do that, just so that you have something to carry away from this podcast today, a little tool. Okay. And I will say, if you like this tool, you should absolutely pick up my guide to becoming unbreakable, which is available at unbreakable.guide. And it's also available on my website, donnalyn.blog. And the reason that I'm suggesting that is because you can literally print it out. This exercise that I'm going to give you, you can print it out and put it on your refrigerator, on your mirror, next to your bed, wherever it is, right? Okay. And it's in detail so that you can actually bring it into your life, because none of the tools matter unless we actually use them, right? They don't matter unless they're part of our lives. So the first thing that I'm going to teach you is just a hand movement. Now, it seems so simple, but when we're working with the energy system, we want to make sure that we are moving energy around and in our body in a way that's helpful for us. So the first thing I want you to do with your hand is to fold in your pinky and ring fingers and cover them with your thumb, so your index finger and your middle finger are pointing out straight still. And when you do that, I want you to then take your entire hand and fingers, the tips of your fingers, and point them toward the ground. Okay. And as you do this, what you're doing is moving energy around your body toward the ground. This is a great way to ground yourself. Yes, absolutely. But it is also a really great way to get in touch with what's happening in your body in this moment. And if you are feeling too dispersed, you're feeling anxious, right? Then this is a great way to deal with that. You can push your fingers down toward the earth and you will feel differently in just a couple of seconds. Now, I will say that in my programs, I teach an advanced method of this, where we take hand movements like that, which activate a lot of the hand movements, do multiple things, right? There are a lot of nerves in your hands, there are muscles, there are bones, they're all in alignment in your body. And so they activate multiple parts of your physical body as well as the energy system around your body. And so when I work with people one-on-one or in groups, we really go to an advanced place with that, right? Because if you just go around grounding yourself all the time, then it's hard to fly, right? So this is a great way to create safety. And if you'd like to really explore what does it look like to use that as my launching pad, then you get in touch with me and we'll go to that next level. We can talk about, we can have a conversation about what does it look like? What does it look like in your life? How would your relationships change? How would your work change? How is it that you would feel different, would be different? What about you is just dying to become different? And we can go there, right? So there are advanced methods that we can go to from here, but this will take you a long way. And so if you use it, I really, really, really would love it if you'd reach out and let me know how it goes. And as I've said, if you'd like to go to a new level in your life, then absolutely reach out and we'll get you connected to me so that we can really get this done. In fact, I'll give you the link directly to me. That's donnalyn.chat. And that way you can get directly onto a schedule and we can have a real conversation. Okay, so that's it for this week. Please have a wonderful week. Have a wonderful end of the year, right? Really celebrate, really enjoy this moment. Feel that safety of the known and let it inspire you to the unknown. Until next week.